Remember, you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Dust from beginning to end. Made of dust, covered in dust, finally returning to dust. Indeed, made from the same molecules as everything else. A little bit of carbon, a little bit of oxygen, a little bit of hydrogen, and some minerals, just dust. Every part of me from someplace else. I suppose in one sense that adds some perspective to my existence, my place in the universe, the space I take up in the grand scheme of things. We turn again in this great season. You might think about the end, that this conclusion of life, this conclusion of our days. And I've been thinking more about this because, well, you know, my dad's been through another round of heart stuff, trips to the emergency room, and all of that. It's kind of in my face again. Maybe too, since my next birthday I'll be 60, and you know, you just start to think about stuff again. But sometimes those musings, that pondering, surfaces grief and disappointment. Sometimes as we think together about the end of life, that seems like a conversation about regrets and about loss. Sometimes when you think about the end, really what pops up is just a whole lot of guilt. But what if thinking about the summation, the conclusion of our days surfaced something else? What if there could be gratitude? What if that might be the source, the chance to consider death in a way that helps us remember and refocus and maybe even rejoice? Candy Chang is an artist, and she's a public artist. And what that means is she does art that is for display, that is in public places to be seen and to be witnessed. She was talking on a TED Talk here not so long ago. But she recounts having grown up in New Orleans, that great and hard city, and so disgusted, so discouraged, so frustrated with the conditions and with the blight and the sort of disillusion of that great community, she wanted to do something about that. So she walked down the street and found a building, and then with some friends got several buckets of that kind of paint that becomes chalkboard paint. Do you know what that's like? We have it down in the youth room down there. It's cool stuff because you can write on it. They painted this whole wall with chalk paint, and then they attached a bucket of chalk pieces there beside it, and she stenciled on there the words, "Before I die, I want to," and then she just waited. And waited. Before I die, I want to. And then it started to happen. People actually started to participate. People started to write. They started to engage. People walked up and scrawled on their things like, "I want to straddle the international dateline. Before I die, I want to sing for millions. Before I die, I want to plant a tree." That was probably a Lutheran that said that. She says that she marveled at the rapid expansion of the project and how widely it took hold, that there were other cities who began to do the same thing. People painted on the walls and they started to write things like, "Before I die, I want to be completely myself. Before I die, I want to sail around the world." One wrote, "I want to hold her one more time." People told her that it would never work, that it would be too depressing. Well, maybe when you're really old, you get interested in such things. But still, they came and they wrote, "Before I die, I want to go skydiving. Before I die, well, I'll never have to die because I have Jesus. Before I die, I want to meet Beyonce." What would you write